And point C, that column, point C, the righteous person. Actually, the words of righteous are derived from the words of right. So the righteous person means anything you do is right in the eyes of God. Yeah, that means righteous person. Okay. Noah was a perfect man, and he walked with God. B. C. He believed and relied on God completely when he was 500 years old. God only told him once to build the ark, and he obeyed and did so. In the whole Bible, we found out that God told Moses only once, you build the ark. And once is enough. And Moses spent tens of years to build the ark. Nowadays, some of the Christians argue that our doctrine of the foot washing in the Bible only mentioned once. Which chapter of the Bible mentioned about foot washing? Which chapter of the Bible mentioned about foot washing? John 13, right? But even once, it will be good enough. B, mission of Noah, mission of the true church in the last days, build the ark, build up the complete church, prepare food for all the animals, birds, insects, and for themselves. They stay in the ark for 377 days to be filled by the truth. C. Preach righteous words. D. Bring his whole family, animals, birds, insects, into the ark. Bring people into the true church to be saved. E. The thanksgiving of Noah. Okay. Point four. The spiritual preparation and teaching of Noah's ark. We have learned a lot of this, so we just read it. A. Only one. The true Jesus Church is only one true church. Only one ark. There are many other prefiguration, many other teaching of the Bible prefigure only one true church. Can you name some? Any parable in the Bible prefigure the true church? Only one church. The bride and bridegroom, right? The bridegroom, only one. So the bride should be only one. Jesus is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ, only one. So many examples try to prefigure only one body. B. The measurements are completely according to God's command, which is the words of God. When we say the measurement are complete according to God's command, there are two. You can understand this in two ways. The first way is the doctrine. The doctrine is exactly according to the Bible. God instructed the early worker. The second one is the church, referred to the church member. We are not living a life completely according to the Bible yet. And this is what we have to strive forwards, put more effort to live a life completely according to the Bible. So in the final days, the true church will be complete, regardless teaching, regardless the members' life, we all will progress into perfection through the help of God. Have you heard about the comment? The church is true, but the man is false. It's not true. So believe in the church, do not believe in man, in the church. Okay. When we talk about the church is true, yes, the church is true. But when a person says the church is true, the men are not true, actually he tried to say is the truth preached by the church is true. But if we look into the definition of the church, actually church including the saints, who those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, see, all kinds of living creatures live together in harmony. This will be the very beautiful picture which we can foresee in the future in the true Jesus Church. Every different kind of person with every different kind of character, with every different kind of background, with every different kind of talent, gift, but they will live together harmoniously because the love of God fell upon them, the Holy Spirit moved upon them, and they walk on the will of God. So there will be no division in this body. So we can foresee the future. If you study the book of Pauline letter, you can discover when Paul was in the later age of his ministry, the church already had a lot of problem. You look into the book of 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the church has a lot of problem. So the most perfect church actually is the church in the book of Acts chapter 2. The most perfect church. Right after they receive Holy Spirit, they establish a church according to the Bible. They were filled by the love of God. They share everything in common. The power of God prevailed in the church. Miracle, wonder, and signs was abundant in the church. So that is the most perfect church in Acts chapter 2. But later on, when the disciples, apostles, deceased one by one, and the church start to deteriorate spiritually. But the new church, the true church, will be different. When Jesus' second coming, the church will become better and better, spiritual and spiritual, more and more perfect, of which we can foresee. So this is what we have to strive forwards. Live harmoniously. Having the abundance of God, God said, come into the ark, you and all your household. So come into the ark to live together with God. E, having a source of light at the top of the ark, the only source of light and the air, to build up hope and reliance on God. Since this ark referring to the church, so the church has only one hope. The hope is in heaven, in God. In the early church, in the early state of true Jesus Church, they emphasize very much on faith. Everything, if you encounter difficulty, the first thing you think about is, let us pray. Let's ask God to help us. So in the book of Hebrews, talking about if you insist the faith of your initial stage to the end, you will be saved. Can you refer to Hebrews? 起初的信心, 坚持到底, 就要得救。 在哪个地方? Hebrew 啊? 11章 是11章吗? 好像在前面, 第三章, 第14节 Chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Okay. For we share in Christ, if we only hold our first confidence firmly to the end. We shall be in Christ. You hold fast your whole confidence. The first confidence means the faith in the beginning to the end. And then you shall be saved. So gradually, the church start to rely on human method, try to solve different kind of problems. So some of the people think anything new is good. However, in terms of faith, those who are new may never be good. Sometimes we have to strive forward to return to the older faith, the original faith, the beginning of our spiritual journey. At that time, maybe our faith is the strongest one. So the church, the early church, they rely everything on God. I heard their testimony. A brother who was a board member in one period of time, that was about 30 years ago. Their church was undergone construction. And they are in shortage of financial fund. So a lot of the members just try to discourage the church from constructing a new building. But actually the building was quite old, almost collapsed. It's too small size. Cannot accommodate the church member. In other words, that church size has no potential. And this brother keep on praying. He was a religious affair. Keep on praying and praying, and later on he saw a vision. He saw that in a very far place there was a light, and the light become brighter and brighter. And between this side to left side, there was a very huge gap. And then he saw there was a string. Which are like a wild string being laid between this edge and that edge. And he found out some people can reach from this side to left side because they walk upon the string, wild string. And some people look at the gap, they were fearful, so they dare not to step on the string. So they keep on maintaining in this side, cannot cross to the other side. So when he saw the vision, all of a sudden he realized, what is the gap? The gap is our faith. If you want to cross this side to the other side, which you can experience the blessing, the closeness of God, you have to rely on faith. Rely on God. Step on the string. You cross the gap, cross the difficulty by faith, then you can see the blessing of God. So the only place or the source of light are on top of the ark, the only source of light and air, built up hope and reliance on God. Release of the raven and the dove. The first time they release a raven. In the Genesis chapter 8. Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 6. At the end of the 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, verse 7, and sent forth a raven, and he went out flow until the water was dried up from the earth. When the raven was sent out, the raven was greedy. So the raven was an unclean bird, did not return after the release because there was a lot of dead corpse, a dead body, and the raven liked to eat the food, the meat of the dead body, so the raven never come back. So lost itself in the rotten flesh and mud. Prefigure the members who indulge in the pleasure of worldly sin. The raven was released from the ark, been saved by the ark. But once the window opened, just went out and never come back. So a member even saved by the grace of God, but still indulged in the worldly pursuit. pleasure of worldly sin. That is a raven. So if anybody say you looks like your character is like a dove, it's good. Praise God. If somebody say your character like a raven, it's no good. It's a warning, a reminder. That means you are very worldly. You like the worldly pleasure. Your heart never return to God. You keep on going and going and going. Eating the rot. Prefigure the work of the Holy Spirit in the three different periods. The first relief, water was not dry yet. The dove cannot find a place to lay and return. Prefigure the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament time. Because salvation was not complete yet, so man's sin were not cleansed. So the Holy Spirit could not dwell in man, but only temporarily move man. So you can see the Elijah, right? When he received the movement of the Holy Spirit, he was so almighty, he can confront 450 prophets. But after the work had been done, the Spirit of God left him, and he was so weak. That is the time of the Holy Spirit. So did Holy Spirit work in the time of Old Testament? Yes. But the Holy Spirit did not dwell in a person permanently. After the work complete, the Holy Spirit went back to heaven. Then the second release, water has subsided, and the dove returned with a fresh olive leaf. This prefigures the work of the Holy Spirit in the apostolic time. The olive leaves are referring to the people who are saved. Olive leaf referring to the life, bring the life, the sign of the life. In the apostolic time, Holy Spirit descend on the world for a short period of time. And that short period of time revived a lot of people's spiritual life. One sermon, 3,000 were saved. 3,000 spiritual life was revived. But the work of the Holy Spirit in the apostolic time, only a short period of time, 100, 200 years, and then finished. So the dove came back. And the third time released, the dove did not return. Prefigure the work of the Holy Spirit in the last days before the second coming of Jesus. In the beginning of 20th century, the Holy Spirit descended in the world. This time, the Holy Spirit will stay to work for salvation of the people in the world until the second coming of Jesus. So the three times of releasing of the dove prefigure the work of the Holy Spirit in three different periods of time. I don't know the Genesis. It's better for me to ask you to write essays or to have a test, questionnaire, ask you to answer. Which was the best? The easiest way is to give you a questionnaire, you make a choice, multiple choice. That would be easiest way, right? But the purpose of ask you to write an article or give you a test is not try to embarrass you. It's try to push you to study more. That is the only purpose. If there is a questionnaire, you need to answer, I think this will be the question. The dove came down to the world, sent out the dove three times. What the three times prefigure? I already give you the hint. I think you will have the answer. Okay. The heaven and the earth after the flood. There are four seasons, and there are the rain and the rainbow. Page 43. Point two. God blessed Noah and made the covenant with Noah. The rainbow referred to salvation and the spiritual beauty of the Lord Jesus. It is a sign of the covenant between God and man. So God allowed man to consume meat. So two commandments. do not eat the blood. The blood consists of life. B, do not shed the blood of man. One must pay for his own life. Five, Noah's drunkenness. A man's perfection is relative, not absolute. So men are very weak and often changed, especially Elijah, Peter. Only the Lord will never change. There are many, many spiritual figures in the Bible. How many of you in the Bible you can never find out their own shortfall and their own wrongdoing? How many in the Bible? The Bible did not record their blemish, their shortcoming. How many in the Bible? Did the Bible record any shortcoming of Daniel? No. So Daniel is one of a few. No blemish recorded in the Bible. The Bible record the shortcoming of what? Shortcoming of Joseph? No. You cannot recall, right? Any other? Of course, Jesus. Of course, okay. Any others? Eno. Okay, Eno. Job. Does Job have shortcoming? When you look into the conversation between Job and three friends, Job refused a lot. I don't know whether that's a shortcoming or not. Maybe he was in extreme agony. Okay. So human beings' perfection are relative, not absolute. B. Even Noah committed wrongs, he must be even more alert. This was the only mistake of Noah, just like David. So actually, the Bible recorded the good point of a man, also recorded the mistake of man. Why? Because Bible want to reflect faithfully about what is human being. So this Bible is a holy book. It's a book of God. But the Bible never record everyone from Genesis until the Revelation. Everyone is perfect. No, the Bible never mentions so. Right? The Bible mentioned about what? A lot of immorality acts. That is to try to reflect human being are weak, give us a reminder. From the beginning of creation until now, human being are weak. So we have to be alert. Okay. After he completed the great work and received the abundance, a blessing covenant of God, he let loose of his flesh and commit sins, similar to Elijah and King David. So he was great in the first half of his life, and later on he get drunk and he became naked and he commit sexual immorality. So what do they try to remind us? We have to be alert all the times, be watchful all the times, lest we fall into temptation and commit sins. You see, so good person Noah, in that generation, only him alone is a righteous person. He stands so firm against the worldly tide. He considered a blameless person in that generation. However, after God destroyed that generation, and he fall, and he sinned. So you understand, human beings are weak. We have to remind ourselves are weak. So the Bible says those who consider himself are what? Very strong. Be watchful. Because always, when you feel you are very strong, you are in the weakest stage of your spiritual life. D. People who fell to eating and drinking. The Israelite in the wilderness and the man of God. A person who was victorious on eating and drinking.
Daniel.
So eating and drinking, of course, it is the grace of God. But all depends on how and what did you eat. Oh, right? Noah drank the wine. Drank the wine and he get drunk. So the harm of the drinking. A drunkard forget the law of God. When you look into the qualification of a deacon, how did the Bible say? The Bible said the person should be the one who never drink, or the Bible say the person should be the one never drunk. The qualification of deacon. Yeah, look into the Bible. The qualification of deacon. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. How does the Bible say? Deacon likewise must be serious, not double-tongued, and not addicted to much wine. So if you read this verse along, can the deacon drink the wine? Yeah. If you read the Bible along, can the deacon drink the wine? Yeah. No. But not addicted to much wine. Then how are we going to interpret this? Nowadays, if a deacon bring a bottle of beer to the church, will anybody elect the person as a deacon? No way. I think no way. And the Bible says so. How are we going to reconcile the teaching of the Bible and what we have been practicing in the church? If anybody quote 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible says, even the deacon should not get addicted to much wine. It means a little bit is okay. Then how are you going to explain? Can anyone try then? Discipline. In book of Proverbs chapter 30 or 31, talking about the king. Does the king drink the wine? Not only the heavy wine, even the light wine. The Bible discourages the king to drink the older wine, different kind of wine. So in order to avoid getting drunk, get addicted, the best way is what? Keep our abstain from drinking. That's the best way. Because if we say you can drink only a little bit, how do you define a little bit? Somebody drink one bottle is a little bit. Right? It's difficult to define. So the best way, the best way is don't drink. Don't drink. That's the best way. And not drink the wine and get drunk. There's another spiritual teaching. Wine refers to the worldly pleasure. Worldly pleasure. If you get drunk with the worldly pleasure, your shame is going to come out. Because worldly pleasure always tends to make your life become loose. Once you go into the direction of pursuing worldly pleasure, and then your spiritual life will become very loose. And loose. You lose that kind of alertness and watchfulness, and then gradually, you are fall into temptation. So nowadays, if anyone who wants to live a spiritual life, I think the one must refrain from the worldly entertainment. And that's the best way to keep yourself spiritual. And when Noah get drunk, we come back to 43E. Harm of drinking, drunkard forget the law of God. harm his own health, commit great sins, expose his shame, bring harm to others, lose the eternal life. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if a person never commit adultery and never commit murder and keep on drinking and drunk, and one day he died, can he be saved? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the drunkard has no part with the kingdom of God. That's the teaching of the Bible. Lose eternal life. So should not drink other than cooking or when taking it as a medicine. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 23 say Timothy had some kind of stomach problem, right? And Paul encouraged him. Paul did not encourage him, you just keep on fasting and pray. So Paul encouraged him, you have to use some kind of drink, some kind of wine. So nowadays, if you sick and you want to use the medicine, you should not have any guilty feeling. It's okay. But if God inspired you, you have strong faith, you totally rely on God without medicine, it's okay. All depends on your faith and how God moves you. So we should not condemn other people if they use the medicine. We have to pray for them too. So do not drink. The Bible encourages, do not drink. F. Would not re-examine himself when he commits sin, but turn the anger to his son and curse his son, so that a descendant had to suffer. Okay. Why he cursed his son? Because his son went out and tell all the secret of shame of the father to others. So they don't. The Noah cursed the son, and all the curse been realized. Okay. G. Although a righteous man might be weak for a time, when he turned back to God, God still received him. Therefore, no one should not despise or look down on him, such as Abraham. So if you look into Jesus' life, Jesus sympathized the sinner, but he condemned the sin. This is the most difficult part. You look into the attitude of Jesus and the attitude of Pharisees, quite different. The Pharisees try to keep a distance from the sinner, but the Pharisees still live under sin. He was not very sensitive about sin, but the Pharisees are very sensitive about the sinner. So they don't want go into the sinner's house. They don't want to eat together with the sinner. And just in the opposite side, Jesus eat together with the sinner, but he condemns the sin. So today we very very easily we just follow the track of the Pharisees. When we see a person commit sin, all of a sudden, we despise the person. There was a member one day told me, the member has a son, and one day the son wear the earring in one side. Is that the decoration or that the identification? Wear the earring in one side for a man. Is that a decoration or identification? Possible both. Some of them just fun, curiously, just wear a ring. And some of them maybe that's the identification. And then the son did not come to the church for a period of time. And then he had a part-time work in a restaurant. It happened. One of the brother and sister went to that restaurant and have a meal. And this brother become serve the table. This brother served the table. So when the brother and sister saw this brother, in the beginning, this brother did not come to the church for a long time, and say hello and greeting and very show the hospitality, very warm to this brother. And after the meal bring to the table, and the brother said, "Oh, how come you wear a earring, right?"
And then start from the time this couple saw the brother wear earring, and their face turned into green, and that the color changed and become very serious and don't want to say goodbye, even no tips. And this the parents are complaining. If my son turn face of the cold, he did not commit sin. Why not you show your hospitality? Through your hospitality, maybe his heart be moved and come back to the church. I think the comment of the parents served me a very, very great warning to myself. Now, usually when we see somebody behave not good, immediately we reject the person. Now, because he is not good. He did not fit into my standard. But that is not the way Jesus treats the sinner. When Jesus treats the sinner, he sympathizes the sinner because he is in weakness, so he falls into sin. However, Jesus condemned the sinful acts. Jesus warned them to repent, to return back. So today we need to have the attitude of Jesus. So you see, Noah, when he commits sin, even though sin so seriously, when he repent, God still accept him. So love the sinner, but keep ourselves away from sin. Be sensitive to sin, but be merciful to sinner. That is the attitude of the Bible. We learn from the Bible. Roman calendar, THI, page 43. The preparation of Noah continued to faithfully to be fulfilled until present days. 1. The descent of Shem, the spread through the Middle East, Asia, and the true church of God. Why? Because you look into Genesis chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. And when Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him, he said, curse the Canaan, a slave of the slaves, shall be to be his brothers. 26. He also said, blessed be the Lord, my God, be Shem, and let Canaan be his slave. Verse 27. God enlarged Japheth, and let him dwell in the tent of Shem. 10 refer to the true church. So the true church will come from the descendant of Shem. So Shem referring to the people in Asia. And the descendant of Japheth, the spread through the Europe and the strong countries, no matter in politics, economy, or military, are from the descendant of Japheth. But the original author of this article very carefully not to mention the race. But I think you know what he's trying to say. The countries in Europe and North. 3. The descent of Ham and Canaan spread through the land of Canaan and Africa and suffered the fate of being the slave. So all the curse and the blessing of Noah being fulfilled. Exactly. But that kind of curse is only for physical life. But today you look into the people in Africa. They have simple faith. They believe in Jesus easier. So if you look in, heard the report from the minister went to Africa, one time baptized, 20, 30, 40. I was in 1995 to went to Kenya. In a border, a town in border called Busia, between Kenya the border. Kenya and do you know the geology? The what is the Kenya between border between Kenya and Uganda? The border called Busia. We have evangelical service, and I thought that the best way is let them study the truth for a period of time. So I just say you have to wait until next missionary come and they will baptize you. And there was a full-time worker say, the last missionary come about 4 months ago. Until now, 6 persons in the church pass away because a lot of eggs. 30% of the women contracted with AIDS, very high percentage. So they sick and they die. So they ask a question, if you leave without baptize us and then somebody die, who is going to be responsible? When he says so, I don't know how to answer. Who is going to be responsible? No. So I say, okay, let me make it very clear to you. I speak very strictly according to the Bible. If you still want to baptize, you have to take your own responsibility. I speak very clearly what is a mortal sin, what is this and that, the regulation of the true church according to the Bible. And then I ask them to enroll the name, those who want to be baptized. And then the full-time worker come back, and there are 50 people want to be baptized. So we hire a truck. The truck will contain the timber, very high truck. They are singing. Okay. And then when we reach the river, I thought, how come I baptized so long already? I'm not finished yet. So after I finished the baptism, now I asked the full-time worker, how many were baptized? He told me, 99. And you told me 50, and now how come 99? He said, when we say baptized, everyone want to be baptized. Even somebody without knowing the name, when he say everybody climb to the into the truck, they are climbing to the truck too. We have no way. Okay. So what I try to say is the people in Africa have simple faith, easily to be saved. So you physically, maybe they are very pitiful, but spiritually, they are blessed by God. So Shem, Japheth, and Canaan. Now the most typical, most pitiful people may be Japheth, Japheth, the most pitiful. So this Christianity declined day by day in the Western world. People are prosperous materially, but poor in spirit. Let's pray inside.